With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. North Korea, the rogue state. I welcome David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's been my guide in North Korea for many years, especially when it comes to provocations. Right now, there's a combination of threats. For example, as the president of the United States wings towards Asia for a six-day visit to Japan and South Korea and a conversation about the prosperity of Asia recovering from the pandemic, we have a threat from North Korea of a possible provocation of either a nuclear test or a ballistic missile test or simultaneous tests to answer the president. We also have news that three North Korean cargo planes have flown from North Korea, Pyongyang, to China. Unknown mission. It may relate, however, to the additional news of up to 2 million cases of COVID-19 in North Korea out of a population of 25 million. And fever in the capital. All the cities are in lockdown. And then we have the unfinished business of what Beijing sees in this relationship with North Korea, especially now with the trouble in Europe, the war in Europe, and the worldwide question of fuels, resources, and food resources.
On the web for Beijing sees in this relationship.
Going forward, I put all this in front of David Maxwell and concentrate on the president's mission. David, the president is traveling in peace. These provocation threats, are they time to answer the president's visit? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Oh, they very well could be. I mean, when you look at the totality of North Korean actions so far this year, some 16 missile tests, and, you know, understanding what Kim Jong-un wants is sanctions relief. This could really be a statement to execute his maximum pressure campaign to demand sanctions relief. That's what he really wants in the short term. And so it's possible that there could be a missile launch, ballistic missile, or an ICBM, or a nuclear test. We've certainly seen the signs of that. And so we have to be wary and expect it. And I think this is one of the things why the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, talks so strongly about this, is that, you know, we see these signs. It is possible. Well, let's expose their plans so that they're a shock to no one.
And the president's visit is also meant to confer with our allies about this increasing threat from North Korea. We have a new ally in Seoul, President Yoon, who is clearly not the same as President Moon towards North Korea. We have a very strong ally in Tokyo. These conversations, can they move the story of North Korea, or is this a rogue state that is lost to the adversaries?
Well, I think North Korea is not going to change. It's not going to reform. It's not going to comply with the standards of the international community. It is a rogue nation. It's going to continue to be a threat to the South, a threat to the region, and really a threat to the globe because of its location can really cause so much damage to the global economy and the like. So I don't see change. And I think what is most important for the president to do and what I think he's going to do is to reinforce both the U.S. and ROC alliance, U.S.-Japan alliance, ensure that everybody understands our commitment to extended deterrence. And then the seventh point on the 10-point action plan for the U.S. Pacific, Indo-Pacific strategy is trilateral cooperation, ROC, U.S., and Japan. And so I think he's going to work on those issues as well as prosperity and other key alliance issues.
I mentioned the war in Europe, but Russia is in this game now of blocking any sanctions on North Korea. They've acted along with their ally, the People's Republic of China, at the United Nations. So no sanctions have been visited upon North Korea subsequent to its violation of the ballistic missile testing recently. What's in this for China? The reports are that China and North Korea are working in some fashion closer than heretofore. Why?
Well, I think, obviously they are the only alliance partners that both has. So they have a longstanding alliance going back to 1962. But I think what for China and to a certain extent Russia, they are pleased that North Korea causes a dilemma for the United States. And in this era of strategic competition, the problems that North Korea causes the United States really provide an advantage to China and to Russia. And so I think you're going to see, because of this strategic competition, that China and Russia won't allow the UN to take any action against North Korea. And North Korea will continue to act out and act in a way that is contrary to U.S. interests, ROC-U.S. alliance interests, U.S.-Japan interests. And it will stir the pot in Northeast Asia. And I think that is to China's and to a certain extent Russia's liking.
I'll stay with Beijing. This is the London Times reporting, David. Beijing has warned that President Biden is making a visit of destruction. That's in quotes, a visit of destruction as he begins a tour of U.S. allies in Asia, while speculation mounts about provocations from North Korea. Does Beijing command North Korea in some important fashion? Is there a consultation before these provocations, this rhetoric coming out of Beijing, which reminds me of the crudest kind of rhetoric in the Cold War, a visit of destruction? This is from a trading partner that the United States contributes to the prosperity, such as it is, of China. It's very strange. So does China push the button that Pyongyang then acts upon, either with the missile test or the nuclear weapons test?
Well, I think for the most part, we always want to believe that China can restrain North Korea. I don't think China can restrain North Korea. North Korea is going to act in its own interests. That said, I think if China asked North Korea to conduct a provocation North Korea, Kim Jong-un thought it was in his interest, they would probably do that. So I don't think China really restrains North Korea, but I think they can act in concert with each other. And if China asks, I think North Korea would likely comply with the demand for the quid pro quo that China gives other concessions to North Korea that it needs. And maybe, just maybe, that was what the three flights to Beijing are all about. Maybe he's picking up his largesse from Beijing in return for creating problems for the United States.
Now the problem that no one is able to solve, the coronavirus. The first report, according to this, it was May 12th. I was surprised by it, given these years of guessing that the COVID was everywhere. This, however, gets very specific. The Korean Central News Agency speculates there's fever in the capital and 262,000 new cases, but that's dated already. Already we have deaths. They're talking about 2 million infected of a nation of 25 million. And to my knowledge, they're not vaccinated. Is there anything to be done in the larger picture? Can China help them? Can anybody help them? Or are they to be abandoned?
Well, I think the international community wants to help them. I think South Korea, they've stated they would. And we have stated we would provide assistance. But you have to look at it this way. North Korea has turned down vaccines from China, from Russia, from COVAX. They do demand the mRNA vaccines. They've said they want Pfizer and Moderna. Yet they have no infrastructure, the cold storage that they need for dissemination and for vaccinating the population. They've turned down request after request. I do think, though, that one of the things that is really maybe counterintuitive to many is that this may also be part of the political warfare and blackmail diplomacy campaign. Kim Jong-un knows that we have more concern for the welfare of the Korean people in the North than he does, and that we want to help the people. And it is almost as if you can help our people if you lift sanctions. And combined with the military provocations, the pressure on South Korea and the United States, Kim Jong-un may believe that he can exert this pressure and use the Korean people in the North as really hostages to international aid. And he will say, you can give me aid as long as you give me sanctions relief,
David,
concessions that I want.
David Maxwell, senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, on the mysteries of the rogue state of North Korea. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.